Blog Talk Radio.
Good Thursday morning, everyone, and you're listening to At the Quarter Pole. November 5th, 2020. Thank you for tuning in. I am Eddie the Hat, and you're listening to At the Quarter Pole, which airs Thursdays from 6:30 a.m. until 7 a.m. And thank you for joining us, whether it be live or archived. However you found us, you're here, and we appreciate it an awful lot. And it's a real pleasure this morning to be able to take away from the negativity, the toxicity, and the hate that is going on right now and bring horse players together in a common cause, and that's to pick winners. And let's just try to put all the other nonsense behind us for the next 30 minutes and get into some horse racing talk and perhaps maybe give you a winner tomorrow when racing resumes out at Del Mar, and first post will be 12:30 p.m., and there is a eight races tomorrow, and if you're going to be heading out via your computer or your laptop or your cell phone, however you're going to be heading out to Del Mar, two carryovers tomorrow, and the first, of course, is the Super High Five carryover, and that amount is $13,585.65. That's a fair amount, and of course, when all is said and done, you're probably looking at close to $20,000, over $20,000 for the pool in the Super High Five. So, no excuse. Past performances are out, and you can go ahead and print them up, get a head start. And I can't think of a better distraction than to look at the PPs for this weekend. Also, the Pick 6 single ticket jackpot carryover is $40,821.94. So a couple of good reasons to get involved tomorrow. And if that's not enough, we have Breeders' Cup. Breeders' Cup weekend. We have some really competitive races Friday from Keeneland. And then, of course, then we've got the granddaddy, the bulk of them, on Saturday. The classic, the sprint, the turf races, a lot of excitement, and just a lot of money up for grabs. An incredible amount of money. This is a horse owner's, breeder's, jockey's, trainer's dream, is to get a Breeders' Cup winner. And good luck to everybody who's participating, because I'll tell you, as I've said many, many times, if you do your homework and you take some swings, you'll find a price this weekend. There always is some really nice horses that win, and they pay a phenomenal price from what they should be. And that's because of the competition. Every horse in every Breeders' Cup race belongs there and is capable of jumping up on their best effort and winning the race. And sometimes you'll get Oh, $20 and up on horses. And you'll look back and you'll say, my God, how did that horse go off at that price? So the only thing I suggest for you this weekend is to get the past performances early, take your time, circle the horses that you like, check the prices when they're going to the gate, and take some swings. And again, as I tell everybody, you don't have to bet $200, $1,000 every race. If you think a horse has got a good shot, and you look at the tote, he's 40, 50, 60 to 1, put a couple of bucks to win on him. And I can't think of a better return on an investment than that. And trifectas, of course, superfectas will be in the mix. And wow, yeah, you get the idea. So a lot of money up for grabs for the owners, the connections, but there's also a lot of money up for grabs for the players. So keep that in mind. And have a good time, because that's what it's all about. And just clear your head, clear your mind of all the other distractions that are going on right now, and take some swings, because you'll be handsomely rewarded if you are correct. Let's take a look at some of the Breeders' Cup races tomorrow. Now, I got to tell you, those who know me know that my final decisions on who I'm going to bet are not made until tonight or early tomorrow morning. There's just no sense in rushing just to give plays out. But if you are thinking of getting the card tomorrow, which is available, of course, on horseracing-selections.com, keep in mind that we will have one or two best Breeders' Cup plays, which will be incorporated in our horse racing report plus selections for tomorrow. So we're not going to just give out horses in every race. What we do is we kind of narrow the gap a little bit, and we'll give you one or two best bets for the Breeders' Cup. And of course, this no increase in price. This is included in our Del Mar selections for tomorrow. So just a little bit added bonus, and we'll also tell you how to bet these horses, whether they're key singles or whether they're a win place bet. We'll tell you what we think is the best way to bet it. And also, keep in mind, I gotta mention this. Today's horse player has a lot of wagering opportunities. Rolling exotics, pick five, pick six, pick four, pick three, daily doubles, trifectas, exactas, superfectas. If you like a horse and he's a big price, 25 to 1 or higher is what I consider a big price, don't be afraid just to bet him across the board, win in place. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with simplifying and hitting a nice score with a win in place bet. A lot of times, I'll be at the track, I'll run into somebody that I know, and they'll ask me, "Hey, did you have that $50 horse in the third?" And I'll say, "Gosh, no, I didn't. Gosh, I did." I go, "Oh, great. That's a nice score." "Well, no, because I didn't have the exacta. I didn't have the trifecta. I didn't have the superfecta." And I'll just look at them and say, "Gosh, did you ever think of just betting them to win?" That gets lost a lot in today's wagering menu. If you like a horse, simplify it. Bet them to win, bet them to place. If he's a huge price, bet them across the board. Main thing is to cash on these horses. And we're going to have opportunity to do that this weekend. Okay, let's take a look. We'll start taking a look at the Breeders' Cup races tomorrow. And, of course, they're going to be run from Keeneland. And we have the start of the Breeders' Cup races, which is the sixth race from Keeneland. This is a 5.5-furlong turf event, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. This is a grade two, $1 million. You know, if I thought I could, I might enter myself in that and just try to pick up a piece of that. Beat a couple of horses that get eased and or maybe distanced. Yeah, might not be a bad idea. I'd have to get to Keeneland, though, and I don't think I can do that. Seventh race at Keeneland. This is the mile on the turf, Breeders' Cup Turf Juvenile, and this is a grade one, $1 million purse. This, folks, is an excellent race. Really nice quality horses are going in here, and got a lot of invaders coming in from foreign countries. You always have to pay attention to them and check them out with your past performances, because that's sometimes where you'll get horses that pay more than they should, and that's of course due to the money being spread out. Eighth race, mile and a 16th. This is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, and this is a grade one for $2 million, and really nice quality field here. It's a little short. Seven horses entered. Three, four, five, six. Yep, seven horses. And, of course, the very talented Princess Noor from Southern California is competing here for Bob Baffert. Victor Espinoza, she's undefeated 3-for-3, and certainly will be getting the acid test tomorrow. But that's the eighth race. The ninth race at Keeneland, this is the mile turf race for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Turf, grade one, $1 million. Again, very quality field here. And just looking through the past performances here, we have another undefeated. Well, we have a couple undefeated fillies. The first one is Madone from Southern California, Flavian Pratt, Simon Callahan. This is going to be her first foray in graded competition. Is she up to the task? We'll find out. She's 3-for-3. And then we have Campanelle drawn outside, just outside of her with Frankie Dettori and Wesley Ward. And she has graded experience. She's won two graded races. So, again, this is what it's all about, folks. Let's not forget about Plum Ally with Joel Rosario, Christopher Clement. She's also 3-for-3. And she's won a grade two race. Aunt Pearl is 2-for-2. She has won a grade two. So this is a very quality race. And this is a typical one of these Breeders' Cup races, folks, where you can find a horse that's overlaid, that's got some good ability. A lot of times when there's fillies or colts that are in a race, they're undefeated, they get overbet. They get overplayed. So just because you've got some fillies in there that are undefeated, don't stop looking there. Take a look at some other horses that have some ability that might be overlooked because maybe they've lost a race or two, and that's where you can focus on. Finally, the 10th race tomorrow from Keeneland. This is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, mile and a 16th on the dirt, grade one, $200,000. $2 million purse, and a nice looking field here of colts. And I don't see any geldings in here for this type of race. I don't know why any 2-year-old would be gelded. And to answer my question, there is not. Another quality field in that race. So, again, tomorrow, folks, along with the eight race card at Del Mar, we have a lot to keep us busy, and we're going to get to more of that after we take a time out. This is your cue. Go refresh that adult beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of At the Quarter Pole. Don't go far away. righty. Thank you, Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics. That is a awesome song, folks. From the 80s, of course. And you're listening at the Quarter Pole. I am Eddie the Hat. And just a quick reminder that we are brought to you every Thursday morning by horseracing-selections.com. Horseracing-selections.com. However you want to get there, you get the idea. And we offer a lot of information that will make your day at the races profitable and enjoyable. And we take the guesswork out of it. And if you're heading out, however you're heading out there, whether you're going to be peering over the fence, betting from your cell phone, visit us for winners at horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's take a walk to the paddock. And we're going to go over the jockey and trainer standings as they are right now. And this segment is brought to you by GMV Art, which is located at on Instagram at GMV_art, or their website at GiovanniVellis.com. And that's GiovanniVellis.com. And if you're looking for a graphic designer, an illustrator, or any other artistic needs, check them out. And they have a very, very specialized graphic set, also commission pieces, vinyl stickers, all sorts of fun stuff. And we suggest that you check out GMV Art for all your artistic and graphic design needs. Tell them the Hat sent you. All right. Jockey standings. And, you know, I still, even though I know Flavian is back in Keeneland, he's preparing for the Breeders' Cup, it's still unbelievable to look at the standings here and not see his name, because we know that he'd probably be at the top, but he's absent at the moment. He's got a good excuse, but he's not at Del Mar. So Abel Cedillo is filling in for him currently with 6 wins, Mike Smith with 3, and then we have Umberto Rispoli, Juan Hernandez, and Alexis Centeno, each with 2. Tiago Pereira, Tyler Bays, and Eswan Flores are out of the gate with 1 apiece. And Eswan, not only did he get out of the gate, but he shocked everybody last weekend with a $65 horse. Wow. I'll tell you, here's a kid, he's a kid that can ride, folks, and he'll give you your money's worth. And but no, we didn't have him. Okay, as far as the trainers go, Richard Mandela and Doug O'Neill and Bob Baffert are each tied with 2, and way too many with 1 to mention. They'll kind of sort and shake themselves out this weekend. So anyway, that is the trainer standings, and let's give the owners a little bit of love right now. And we've got Ramona and Perry Bass leading the way with the owners with 2 wins. And then again, way too many with 1. But again, everything will get sorted out as the meet progresses down at Del Mar. So that's the jockey, trainer, and owner standings as they are right now going into tomorrow. First post tomorrow when racing resumes is at 12:30 at Del Mar. Make sure you check your time zone for the Breeders' Cup races, which will be starting probably in the wee hours. Well, not the wee hours of the morning, but you get my drift. They'll be starting in the morning. So make sure that you find out the racing schedule and the racing menu from wherever you're listening. And don't forget, don't get shut out with the Breeders' Cup races, because there are some very, very nice races tomorrow out at Keeneland for the Breeders' Cup. Don't despair. Next year, hopefully, they're coming back to Del Mar 2021. And I can't tell you how much it's going to be a welcome to be able to get back out there and see, because A couple of years ago, Del Mar did a fabulous job when they hosted for the first time. And I got to tell you, yours truly here was a little skeptical of Del Mar being able to pull it off because on opening days, there's been a lot of chaotic, I'm going to say chaoticness. How about that? As far as getting into the grounds, parking, attendance, being able to get a beer and a hot dog, it's just been overwhelmed with the attendance. But the Breeders' Cup limited the attendance, and Del Mar and the Breeders' Cup did a fabulous job. It was a beautiful event. The weather was fantastic, and we're really looking forward to 2021, as I'm sure everybody else is, for whatever reason, just that we get out of 2020. Looking forward to it. So maybe we'll bump into you out there at Del Mar. All right, let's get to the races tomorrow. And also, just want to remind everybody that on our show, Horse Racing Today, which airs on Saturday from 8 to 8:30 a.m., we'll be covering the bulk of Saturday's, well, all of Saturday's Breeders' Cup races. We'll have Hondo joining us, and we'll be doing that as well as the 8-race card at Del Mar. So make plans to join us on Saturday for Horse Racing Today from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Okay. As far as the races go tomorrow at Del Mar, it's a decent little card. Do I think that there's going to be a single ticket in the pick six? Absolutely not. We have some short fields, and that is always problematic when you're trying to put together a single ticket on any play when you've got short fields. The pools are often a little bit, they get a little bit diluted with multiple tickets cashing. But nonetheless, don't let me discourage you from playing tomorrow, because the jackpot carryover, as I said earlier, is $40,821.94. And that's worth taking a shot at. But when you're putting your ticket together, keep in mind, for a 50-cent minimum, that's going to allow you to throw in some what I call knockout horses, horses that may be 20 to 1, 30 to 1 in the morning line, 12 to 1, 15, you get the idea. Throw one or two of those on your ticket, and if you have a Eswan Flores horse, like last weekend, pay $65. That increases your chances of being the only winning ticket. So, food for thought. All right, our free play tomorrow. We really kind of like this horse quite a bit. Not anything to write home about price-wise. He's 2-1 in the morning line. But we do like the daughter here of Hebe Fire and Ice, Empress of Fire, on the fence here with Abel Cedillo. This is a Peter Urton trainee. Consistent numbers in the low 70s that would win this race. All she needs is a clean trip from the fence. I wouldn't be surprised to see her on the lead. Cutting out some fractions here. She's cutting back in distance. There is a speed horse drawn outside of her, Cassie Bell, that may go. Also maybe New Heat, but we think that Abel will be able to, well, if nobody goes, he will, and be able to get out there and set a nice leisurely pace, or he can sit third or fourth just off the dueling leaders and make her run late. So we're suggesting a couple of bucks to win in place. Second race, Del Mar tomorrow. Number one, Empress of Fire. And again, single, yeah. Early pick five, absolutely. This could be a horse that you could single to keep your ticket cost down. As like I said, we really think she's going to be a major player in the second at Del Mar tomorrow. All right, also, quick reminder that racing is a three-day week now, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're coming off of opening day on Halloween last weekend on Saturday, so there was an abbreviated racing week, but the three-day schedule is back and forth, and post time will be 12:30. And from what I understand, they're going to be operating this meet on an 8 and 9 race card, 8 and 9 races. So that's going to be something. And I'm going to check on something right now, because this has kind of caught us in the past. Kind of sometimes it catches us. A lot of the racetracks have beautiful websites, but sometimes they're not maintained as well as they should be. Okay, first post tomorrow is definitely at 12:30. Sometimes they will have an early first post. I remember some Breeders' Cup days at Santa Anita, they would have first post at 9 o'clock, and then they might have a gap between some Breeders' Cup races and then complete the card at the end of the day. But Del Mar is scheduled their card tomorrow at 12:30. So we do have that correct. So don't get angry with us if something happens that they change. But I'm pretty sure it's 12:30. So, but anyway, you might want to check this evening or when you get up in the morning to make sure that you're not going to miss out on any of those Breeders' Cup races. And then again, Saturday, wow, 8 races, Del Mar. And then we've got the bulk, the remaining Breeders' Cup races, which includes the Classic, the Sprint, all the biggies, all the big guns, the Classic $6 million purse. And, let's just take a look real quick here while we've got some time. Another big race on Saturday is, of course, the mile-and-a-half turf race, the Breeders' Cup Turf, Grade 1. $4 million. Yeah, $4 million. So it's don't miss out, because this is some good racing. Of course, the local fans will be cheering for United, for Dick Mandela. And then, of course, finally, ending everything is the Grade 1 $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. And again, we've got the Belmont winner, the Travers winner, in Tis the Law. Three-year-old going against older, so that's going to be a very interesting race. Okay, well, that's going to do it for us this morning. And I want to thank you for joining us for At the Quarter Pole. And we'll be back with you on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8:30 for Horse Racing Today, and we'll be going over Saturday's Del Mar card as well as all the Breeders' Cup action from Keeneland. Good luck. Cash some tickets tomorrow, would you? If you need help doing that, visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be talking to you again soon.